النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the pure and noble direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, he was the 10th divinely appointed successor, and he was the 10th divinely appointed trustee to the final seal of prophethood, the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam had complete mastery over the Islamic sciences and even the non-Islamic sciences. All people came and benefited from Imam al-Hadi's vast treasures of knowledge and wisdom. Whether it was the sciences that dealt with the Qur'an, or the seerah and the sunnah of the infallibles, or whether it was the sciences of philosophy, theology, jurisprudence, anything that was posed to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam as a question was answered by his eminence. And all this despite his tender age, for he was quite young when Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam attained the position of Imama, gifted and endowed to him by the Almighty Allah.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jamaatul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call, and the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifah.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-du'ati ila Allah wal-adillahi ala marzatillah.
Peace be upon the callers of Allah, the leaders to Allah's pleasure, the abiders of Allah's decree, the perfect in love for Allah, the sincere in professing Allah's oneness, the manifester of Allah's orders and prohibitions, and Allah's honored bondmen who speak not until he has spoken and act by his command. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. So there's really this interesting story which involves a conversation between Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam and Ali bin Ja'far, who was one of the deputies of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. So it goes as follows. One day, Ali bin Ja'far was betrayed, and so Mutawakkil Abbasi, who was the Abbasid caliph, he threw him in prison. And so Ali bin Ja'far, who was one of the deputies of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he remained in prison for a really long time, and of course eventually he couldn't bear it any longer. So he asked one of the agents of the Abbasid government to intercede for him so that he could go free, and that, you know, if somebody were to help him, he'd give him 3,000 dinars. So the agent went to Ubaydullah, who had a good position near Mutawakkil Abbasi, and asked him to intercede. And so Ubaydullah, he went to Mutawakkil Abbasi and asked Mutawakkil to set Ali bin Ja'far free. So Mutawakkil Abbasi, he refused, and he said that, "If I doubted you, I would say that you're a Rafidi, a Shia." It was a derogatory term. "And this is a deputy of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and I am going to kill him." So Ubaydullah, he regretted his intercession, and he realized that he himself might get into trouble. So he told the agent who had come that Ali bin Ja'far has no way of, you know, becoming free. So Ali bin Ja'far, he became distressed. He wrote a letter to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. He said, "Oh, my master, Mawla, please do something for me. I fear I may lose my faith." Because he had been in prison so long, and prisons at that time were really, really rough places. And of course, there was torture which was going on in these prisons. So Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he replies and he says, "Since the matter has reached this point for you, I will pray to the Almighty Allah for you." And it's interesting, after this, Mutawakkil Abbasi became seriously ill to the point where he thought he was going to die. And so he ordered that all the people in prison to be set free, and he gave a special order that Ali bin Ja'far should be freed. So eventually, Ali bin Ja'far, he ends up being freed, and Mutawakkil Abbasi orders Ubaydullah to ask Ali bin Ja'far to forgive him. And so we find in this beautiful story and these conversations that were happening how the Imam of the time is always there to help us if we ask him, if we request him, and if we pay attention to his eminence. And just like Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam helped his followers and supporters in his time, so too the Imam of our time will most surely help his followers and supporters, inshallah. May we be accepted, and may we be among the followers and the supporters of the Imam of our time. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.